knowing only in his own spirit and through God's word what the Father was answering him. So the audible voice of his Father sounding forth at his baptism must have just fallen on Jesus with the dearest of familiarity. This was the love of his life. I want to think that through the night, he replayed that voice and blessing in his own mind 1,000 times. He loves me. Life is hard here, but he's proud of me. I have the blessing. I have the blessing. Praying God's word today. Lord Jesus, lest I ever forget, you are the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Because by you, everything was created in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through you and for you. You are before all things, and by you all things hold together. Colossians 1, verses 15 through 17. Day 16. Tempting Invitations. Before you begin, read Luke 4, verses 1 through 13. Stop and consider. Jesus returned from the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. Verses 1 and 2. Why would God lead his son into the desert immediately following his baptism? What have been some of your most obvious wilderness seasons? Do you remember what preceded them? How did they change you? Christ's experience in the desert represented an intense season of temptation that was tailored by the enemy for the challenges of messiahship that lay ahead. God placed Jesus with his adversary in a lab of sorts to establish the ground rules from the very beginning. With this idea in mind, let's briefly consider each temptation. 1. Tell this stone to become bread. Verse 3. Could Christ turn a stone into bread? Undoubtedly. So why shouldn't he? After all, he was famished. Matthew 4, verse 2 tells us he had been fasting for 40 days. Nothing is wrong with eating when a person is hungry, unless a greater issue is involved. Most likely, Jesus' intent in fasting was to seek God and refrain from all distractions, much the same way Anna, the prophetess, was said to serve God night and day, fasting and praying, Luke 2, verse 37. Since we know Jesus was filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit, we can assume the Spirit prompted the fast. Therefore, the fast wasn't over until God said so. What did this temptation have to do with Christ's imminent ministry? Robert Stein says the issue was whether or not Christ would use his power for his own ends. Would he live by the same requirements of faith and dependence?